Hi there, and welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Lina Valverde, sitting in for the show's regular host, Kergun Jones. I'm glad that you could join me, as I will be bringing you an overview of cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. Stay tuned. Cuban composer and guitarist Leo Brouwer is the central character of a new cartoon entitled Tito Reacciona, created by the Latin Music Institute. Tito Reacciona is a 5-minute long audiovisual, the second in an animated television series that pays homage to renowned Cuban musicians. Intended primarily for young children, it aims to highlight the values of Latino cultural heritage through animation film. The author of the soundtracks of classic Cuban films, among them Memorias del Subdesarrollo, Lucía, Las Aventuras de Juan Quinquín, and Como Agua para Chocolate, Leo Brouwer is considered an invaluable asset in the history of modern classical guitar. He embodies various qualities such as that of a virtuoso guitarist, composer, orchestra conductor, author, and professor. A co-production between Cuba, Argentina, the United States, and Mexico, the new animated series will also pay homage to the work of other internationally acclaimed Cuban musicians, among them pianist Chucho Valdez, the winner of 4 Latin Grammy Awards, singer Omara Portuondo, the diva of the Buena Vista Social Club, who was awarded the Music Excellence Award of the Latin Recording Academy in 2018, pianist Frank Fernandez, Cuban prima ballerina assoluta, the late Alicia Alonso, and Benny More, regarded as the most famous male Cuban singer in the world. Latin Music Institute President Daniel Martin said Tito Reacciona, in addition to the animated television series, will be available in various platforms in the not-too-distant future, including a book, a theater play, and a film. A new season of Argentinian films entitled Tango Feroz began March 4th in Havana. It includes the screening of La Pequeña Señora de Pérez from 1943, directed by Carlos Hugo. For her lead role in that film, Mirta Legrand was awarded the Premio Sur Award for Best Actress, granted by the Argentinian Academy of Cinematography Arts and Sciences. Havana residents and movie lovers will have the chance to watch these and other memorable Argentinian films at the Multicine Infanta Theater, among them Tiempo de Revancha from 1981, La Señal from 2007, and Contar Hasta Diez from 1985. The film season is a joint effort to promote knowledge of Argentinian art among Cubans by the Embassy of the South American Nation and Proyecto 23 of the Cuban Film Institute, ICAIC, which is this year celebrating its 60th anniversary. The title of the film season, Tango Feroz, refers to a 1993 Argentinian drama musical film entitled Tango Feroz, La Leyenda de Tanguito, directed by Marcelo Piñeiro. Based on the life of Tanguito, one of the first artists of Argentinian rock, it was the most successful movie in Argentina at the time and for a number of years. The renowned Cuban musical group Vocal Sampling will give a concert this Sunday, March 8th, at the Tito Junco Music Hall of the Bertolt Brecht Cultural Complex in Havana, celebrating the group's 30th anniversary. An all-male a cappella singing group, vocal sampling is distinctive for its rich a cappella adaptations of traditional Cuban salsa music, son, and rumba, such as their renditions of El Cuarto de Lula and La Negra Tomasa, vocally imitating the piano, cowbell, conga, bass, and trumpet used originally in such songs. Their 2002 album, Cambio de Tiempo, or Change of Time in English, was nominated for 3 Latin Grammy Awards. The 6 members of Vocal Sampling, all accomplished instrumentalists and arrangers, met at Havana's Instituto Superior de Arte while studying music. During Sunday's concert, they will perform a varied repertoire of Cuban, African, European, and country music pieces. Special guests include the Schola Cantorum Coralina Chorus, directed by Maestra Alina Urraca Llamas, young singer Adriana Gutierrez Febles, who is a member of the Children's Theater Company La Colmenita, and the Havana Lyceum Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Maestro José Antonio Méndez Padrón. And that's all for today on the Arts Roundup. Until next time.